Are you ready?
Oh, yes, I am, Joe.
Okay, one more tangent. When we were growing up, when we would get in the car, my dad would say, "Everybody ready?" And we would say, "R-E-A-D-Y." So it's hard for me now when I said, "Are you ready?" that you didn't spell it back. Felt weird.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You didn't know. And then he would say, "Everybody happy?" H-A-P-P-Y. This is Be Createful, a podcast about how we're finding fullness through creativity. I'm Joe.
And I'm Madison. And today on the podcast, we are discussing 10 things adding zest to my life right now. Because right now,
10 things each, which will be 20 things if you're listening.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you are listening because you're here.
Because sometimes fullness through creativity is just some things that are helping you out, getting you through the week.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it's been a doozy of a week for us here at Make Do.
It has?
Yeah.
What has been a doozy?
We've still had classes that have had to be made up because of the crazy ice storms.
Yes.
We had a new class that was a collaboration with our local coffee shop that we did for the first time.
That was not on campus. It was not in our studio, yes. So we had to go to it. Yes.
We recently had a board meeting to discuss some cool future things for Make Do.
Yes.
And... yeah, so it's been a lot. It's a lot of good things. I'm tired, but in a good way.
Yes. This was you having to teach all those classes were not supposed to happen. So
yes, I was supposed to be on break. Pip is now completely underneath the couch.
I know.
It has a very low clearance and I'm kind of impressed.
It's higher though than our couch at home. We'll see how long she's chewing on something under there. We'll see how long she gets to stay. And then I'm probably going to have to extricate her from this space.
So we just wanted to take, this is like a casual podcast. We're just going to take a few moments to discuss some things, good things that are happening.
Well,
in
we
our
also
life.
Are recording twice this week because we're like trying to build up a surplus of podcasts so that.
Because I will be out.
Yes.
This month.
So we're building up a surplus. So we're recording twice, which just means, I don't know, sometimes it's hard to record twice. Do you think?
It can be because it gives us like a weekend to think about, what are some things that we want to discuss? But we don't have that luxury here.
No.
We just talked on Wednesday.
Right. And also it's not like a lot of time between sweet and sours and stuff. Yeah. Even though now we're basically going to share 10 sweets each. Not sweets, but like zesty things.
Yeah. Things that are just helping us get through this week and enjoy our lives a little bit more.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay. All
right. Right now, seltzer water. That's what's saving my life right now.
Seltzer water. Any particular brand, kind, flavor?
Great value in the big giant bottle for 77 cents at Walmart. And here's why.
Yes.
I have like come down with something again, and I don't know what it is, but the bubbles are just like making me happy, breaking up whatever congestion I got going on. And it makes it feel like a fun time drink without all of the like sugar and stuff that soda's got going on with it.
Right. Do you like the Great Value seltzer water in a bottle just because it's cheap, like compared to a LaCroix with some flavor?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't really need the flavor. I just want the bubbles. And it makes me feel like I'm having, you know, like a like an adult beverage, but not like a, you know.
Well, like a grown-up beverage.
Yes, like I take a glass of it to like a Zoom meeting, or I have a glass of it while I'm making dinner, and it just feels, I don't know, it kind of grounds me, and it's enjoyable without having to have like all that candy, syrupy, sugariness of a soda.
I get it. I like to drink a LaCroix in the evening for the same reasons. I like to have a LaCroix of an evening.
Like a nightcap of sorts.
Yes. Sometimes two, but they're not cheap.
Yeah. That's what I like about these bottles.
But does
like,
it go flat?
I drink them too fast for them to go flat. And so what I like to do is if I'm feeling especially fancy, I'll get like a short glass, fill it up with, the seltzer water, add some lime or lemon juice, and then I put a little bit of salt in to the drink.
Really?
Yes.
That's the zest.
That's the zest part of it. There's a old soda shop in, I believe it's Atlanta, where they make a key lime sour, and it's ice, water, or no, it's seltzer water, ice, lime juice, and salt, and that's all that they put in it. And because...
What do they call it? A key lime sour?
Mm-hmm. And the way that it quenches your thirst is that saltiness caught in that, or it's really the tanginess of the lime, causes your mouth to salivate, and so it makes you feel like your thirst is being quenched without having all of the excess sugar.
How cool.
Yeah. So, like, Gatorade actually has a lot of salt in it.
Right. Well, all of those, like, electrolyte-y drinks mm-hmm. do, because they're trying to help you retain water. Like,
yeah. And a lot of soda does as well. Like, it has a lot of that, like, salt and a lot of citric acid in it, because that's what makes you feel quenched, but they try to hide that tartness with all of the sugar. So I just forego that sugar, and I'm like, I'm going to be zesty, a little bitter, a little sour.
And, so you do lime or any citrus?
I prefer lime or lemon. Typically, it's lime. A little bit of that, some seltzer water, and some salt.
Okay, I like lemon. Okay.
So that's my thing that's saving my life. What about yours?
Not saving your life, giving you zest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's giving me zest.
Mine aren't really in an order. Are yours?
No.
Okay. Well, the first thing that is zesting up my life right now is my new tattoos.
Guys, it is so cool. It's got like some honeycomb in it to go behind a
bee. So I basically filled in, if you've seen my arm, it was like a half done, half sleeve.
Yeah.
So I added in another lemon branch that has two lemons on it. And then I put some white clover underneath a ladybug that I had to represent my time in Ireland. And
is white clover different than green clover?
It's called white clover because of the flowers on it are white. And then there's also like red clover that has more like a reddish, purpley, magenta, fuchsia flower.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then... there's like all different kinds of clover. There's micro clover. There's all different kinds.
Cool.
But I did the white clover and it's sitting up underneath my ladybug. And then there's three little white clover flowers to represent my wee babes from Ireland that are part of McDo's origin story. And then I added some like hexagon honeycomb pattern as filler, like up underneath my bee.
I think it just looks like this combination of botanical plus all of the like insects and the honeycomb makes it look very interesting. It's not a tattoo sleeve that I'm used to seeing.
Yeah. So part of what I'm kind of having to like, how do I want to start with this? So if I were like to do it again, also there's no regret in it. So, but I would, like, it was not planned from the beginning that I would have a half sleeve, right? And so I think if I were to, like, take it as a project to my tattoo artist and be like, this is what I want. I want it to be mostly lemons. I want to incorporate this and this and this and this. It'd be different. Do you see what I'm saying? And it would look, like, more intentional because it would have all been placement and designed and all of that. But what I am kind of digging about it, also, right now it looks crazy because the new stuff is super dark and it's underneath old part. Well,
like it looks like it's in the background as opposed to the foreground.
Well, it should be the background. Oh, like, yeah. But it looks like the foreground because it's darker than what's in front of it. Anyway, it will that will calm down. But I forgot what I was saying, but I kind of like that. You know, our lives are like that, right? Like, you only know the part that you're doing now and you don't know what's coming next. And then the masterpiece kind of gets piecemealed together day by day. So in that sense, it's kind of cool that it's like that.
Yeah, and I dig the tattoos. They're really cool. And the artist did a really good job.
Also, there's something really empowering about getting tattooed.
Yeah.
First of all, people will say it's addicting, and that's true because even when I'm leaving, I'm like, ooh, I want to go back tomorrow. Like, what can I get next? So there is that aspect of it. the cost is the prohibiting factor.
Yeah.
That's what calms me down. Oh, wait, I cannot go back tomorrow. But when you're sitting there, like yesterday, when he first started, I thought, oh, man, that really hurts. Did it hurt that bad last time? Because I just remember it being like a fun kind of hurt. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyway, yes, it did hurt. But it's just like, I guess, giving birth. I've never given birth, but they say you don't remember like all the pain.
Sometimes that happens to me when I'm starting a sewing project. I'm like, oh, this was great. I like finished this other thing. Now I'm going to start another one. And forgetting all of like the time and heartache that goes into
it. Yeah. Yeah. So
humans are funny.
But it just is, I don't know, like it does hurt, but it's also, you just feel a comp, like you sat there and you did it, but you really didn't do anything. You just sat still. There's probably a life lesson there.
Somewhere in there.
Like, don't squirm too much because it'll mess it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Good things will happen.
So that's my first thing.
All right. Second thing is, Zestness in My Life is happening through the Critical Role animated series and podcast. So if you don't know what that is.
Wait, the Critical Role?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. Critical Role is the name of the like Dungeons and Dragons online streaming series that has now been turned into a animated series on Amazon. So I've been enjoying watching it.
Is it called the Critical Role, the series?
It's called Vox Machina.
Yeah. I just heard about this.
Oh, really?
Yes, a podcast I listened to called The Popcast. This was one of their green lights.
Yep. So episodes are out on Amazon right now. I've been enjoying watching those.
And it's animated.
And it's animated. But I've also been enjoying their podcast because I've been doing a lot of cleaning. And since I've been feeling under the weather, I've just been having to like sit on my couch, and I've been able to watch their streams as well, their past streams. And so
they stream themselves playing Dungeons and Dragons, right?
Yes, they do.
And then is the animated version, it's based on the their characters?
It is. They all started out as famous voice actors playing Dungeons and Dragons, and so then they also voice their characters in the animated series.
So then is the animated series does it just use their characters from Dungeons and Dragons and tell its own story, or is it like their games?
It is their, what you would consider, what you would call their campaign.
Okay.
Is the story that they're telling.
Okay.
So, it also takes out a lot of the Dungeons and Dragons jargon, like there's none left in the animated show. So if you're thinking, oh, that kind of sounds interesting, but I don't know about all the jargon, it gets rid of that.
So someone who knows nothing about Dungeons and Dragons
could watch this and enjoy it.
And it's just kind of like a fantasy storyline.
Yes. It is not for children, even though it is animated. So if you're like, oh, I want to watch it with my kids, don't.
Okay. That was going to be my next question because that was the impression that I got.
No, it is an adult animated show, which there's a lot more of those out there now.
The second thing adding zest to my life right now is my niece, baby Molly.
What's Molly doing these days?
Y'all, she is so round and chunky. And honestly, it makes me feel better about being round and chunky because I look at her and I think, you're so cute. When does like being round and chunky quit being cute?
Guess what? It doesn't.
No. Not that I want to be like cute like a baby.
No.
But you know what I mean? Like,
You're still visually attractive.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
a thing, people. There's all kinds of all kinds of body types to love out there.
So, she's just like starting to eat some solid foods. So we get videos of her like trying eggs or bananas or avocado. She just like mushes them around.
Yeah.
And we get bath time videos because she loves the water. It's just a joy. I did not want my sister to have a baby.
Yes.
Because I want to be like the love of her life.
Yes.
In a sisterly way.
Sure.
Like I just.
You want all the attention.
Yeah. And she's my best friend. And having a baby really messes with that.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone said, oh, you'll feel different when it's your own, you know, you're going to be related to her. It'll be different. And I was like, whatever, but I don't believe you.
Yeah.
They were right. It's different. Also, it does help that she's objectively cute.
Yes. Like she's just a cute baby.
Yeah. Like not all babies are. But she is.
Okay. Gotcha.
Not all babies are, Madison. You think all babies are cute?
Look, I'm trying to keep cover here for the next time I have to tell someone that their baby is cute. Right?
But I don't, I don't ever think you have to say that something's cute if you don't think it is.
But I believe that everything can be cute in its own way. Like,
that's why I said objectively cute. Okay. Like, she meets modern day beauty standards of a cute baby. She meets cuteness standards.
Excellent. Love the
specifics. She that Gerber baby.
She that Gerber baby. Okay. She got Gerber baby vibes. Love it. All right. My third thing is coffee painting. And here's how it is adding zest to my life.
Explain what you mean by coffee painting. Are you about to?
Yes. So it is where you use coffee like you would use like a watercolor of sorts. We just did a new class collaboration with it. I mentioned that earlier. But I also got to use it in my homeschool art class. We were talking about Da Vinci and his inventions, and all of his notebooks are like this like sepia tone.
Ooh, yeah.
So we painted with coffee. They invented their own inventions and like drew them, painted them, talked about them. It was really neat.
I love your homeschool class.
They have really become, maybe that should have been my real zest. They've become a little light spot in my life. They come up with the weirdest things and I love it.
I mean, you do all the work for it, so it's easy for me to be like, this is amazing. Mm-hmm. But I love that it gives you a way to take your actual teacher education and bring it into what you're doing at Make Do. I think it is such a great value for the kids that get to come. I love it as an extension of Make Do. I love everything about it.
Yeah, it gives me an opportunity to show kids artists and people who are vastly different from them and see that they can all be creative, that all kinds of artists are all different sorts of people.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yeah. The third thing adding zest to my life is my current book club book.
Which is?
It's called The House in the Cerulean Sea by, I can see the guy's name, but I cannot remember what it is that wrote it. It is like, you know, when you're little and you read those books that just make you love reading, there's just like a magic.
For me, it's like when I'm reading the book, I like have this internal giggle that's going on where I'm like, oh, yes, this is such a good book.
And it just is making me feel like the books I read when I was younger that made me be a bookworm, like that made me be a reader. It is not a kid's book.
The front cover looks so good. It's by T.J. Clune.
Yes. Clune with a K.
Yes. Very cool.
It is, and I had kind of heard about it, but really didn't know what it was about. But it's set in orphanages, like, but in, there's magical creatures. They're the ones that are in the orphanages.
Oh.
And so it's working with, like, prejudice and discrimination in a really interesting way because it's all, like, these, all these creatures who are different, right? Because of whatever reason.
Oh,
these magical
I'm kind of into this.
Also, the author is queer.
Yeah.
And so it, I maybe have read something by a queer author before and I didn't know it, but they're all the stereotypical gender roles or tropes that you would have in a book don't exist in this book. And it's actually really refreshing. And I would say if you are someone who feels a little uncomfortable by queerness because you don't know anyone, like you don't have anyone in your life who fits into that profile, that identity, this might be a good book to read. Like it, I don't know, just like reading books by Black authors opens up Blackness in a different way and kind of gives you as a reader insight into the minds of someone who is Black.
Does this book like center queerness as a theme?
Not really. I think that there might end up being a queer relationship in the book.
Okay.
But so far it is not, it's not centered except that like the main character is a man who likes men, but it's not talked about in any. No, it hasn't been centered yet.
Okay.
So so that might make people feel, people might not want to read that and it might be off-putting, but I would say the rest of the book is just so beautiful that I would like just read it for some perspective.
I like the idea of magical creature orphanage. That sounds
cool. On an island. Like it just is so vivid. I don't know. I'm just really loving it. Nice. also probably if you are interested at all in like the foster care system or disenfranchised children, like it's just a whole different perspective. And it will, it just makes you feel like good, a good book, like when you're a kid. So that's my third thing. We're taking a long time on all
I know.
Of these
I'm
things.
Trying to go through here quick. Okay. I have bought this clear acrylic organizer for all of my earrings. I haven't been wearing jewelry very often, and I love it. And the reason is because all of my stuff's been tucked away. And so part of my trying to like get out of my funk has been buying organizers for things so that I can see what I have and use more of what I have. And that's what's really giving me zest right now. I can just like go in there, see everything that I have, pull out the next set of fun earrings. Today I'm wearing a nice light pink mushroom set. Very cute. And getting to put those in. And it's really like improved my confidence.
Do you have it sitting out?
Yes. Like it's on my like bathroom counter.
Okay.
So like as I'm getting ready, I'm like, oh, let me just go over here, pull out a little drawer. It's on Amazon. I don't have the correct name for it, but it's like acrylic jewelry organizer.
If you're listening to this and you're interested, send us a DM on Instagram and Madison will send you the link.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
I did that in my, I got a dresser and in the drawers I put like these little,
separators,
yes, like bins.
Oh yeah.
And it is life changing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just roll up all my undies are in there. My socks are in there. Everything. I can see like what I actually have. So, you know, when you're like, think, oh, I don't need to do laundry. And you're like trying to dig through your drawers to find like a last pair of clean underwear. This just makes it be to where I can see it. Yes. And I know people are probably going, duh, Joe. But that,
for those of you who don't know that, like organizing the stuff that you have allows you to appreciate the things that you have, keeps you from buying new things, or allows you to spend money on things that you actually need.
Or it lets you know, no, you actually don't have underwear hiding in the depths of this drawer. You need to do laundry.
Go do yesterday. That laundry.
Yeah.
All right. What's your next one?
My next one, this is actually my first make do one I'm going to mention. It's my team class.
Aww.
I just, like you were saying, your homeschool class is the light of your week. And the teen class is the only like ongoing class that I'm teaching.
Yeah.
And there's just three of them. And it's just wonderful. I just love it.
Y'all are painting a mural right now.
We're painting a mural. We're almost done. I think we probably have 2 weeks left.
Okay.
And then we will come back here. I think they want to record a podcast. So I already have a topic in mind for them to talk about.
Oh, yes.
And They just are so honest and vulnerable. Like they're learning how to share space with each other. Even so, I've had this group for a year now. Mm-hmm. And even this time last year, it was still more like the younger kids, like where they were.
They kind of like work alongside each other.
They were each having their own conversations with me.
Yeah.
And now they're learning how to share the airtime, like share their conversations and share space. And it's just been really incredible. I'm learning how to listen better and ask questions, and I love it.
That's the beauty of working with kids, especially for a prolonged period of time. It's what made me want to be a teacher, is that community you get to build over the course of a year.
And what I like about being with the teens is I can ask them clarifying questions or blunt questions that sometimes it's hard for us to do as adults because it seems like you would be rude, but I can just be straightforward with them and they will answer me.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually like, I think we actually overthink our conversations all the time. And so then we're not having the conversations we were really intending to have.
Yeah.
So
take a deep breath and go with the flow.
Tuesdays
conversation.
Tuesday afternoons are the best.
All right. Here's my next one. I have been wearing makeup and painting my nails more, which I typically don't do because I'm like, oh, it doesn't really matter what I look like. But it's the time and effort I'm putting into my appearance that's making me feel better.
Mm.
It's not about, oh, I need to do this for other people. I'm doing it for me and it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So like I have this iridescent top coat I put on top.
Yeah, it kind of looks like you have unicorn nails.
Yes. I put it on top of all of my pale colors because I think, well, cream colors are cool. But I like it when they have a little
shimmer,
yeah.
Which I don't like the shimmer.
Yeah,
on myself. Not, I
Yes.
I love it on you. It fits.
So I've been doing that, and I've been just wearing makeup more because I like the process of putting it on. And I don't wear liquid foundation or powder foundation. It doesn't work for my dry skin. I use a cake foundation, like a cream like foundation, and it just, it applies on easier for me. So if you struggle with wearing a base and you've been using liquid or powder, I would recommend going and getting some like cake foundation.
I didn't know that was a thing. I don't really care for makeup also, but I do always have my nails painted.
Yes. It's just nice to take that time out to like, it, you're not improving your appearance for anybody else. It's for you.
You know, that's funny because with my nails, I don't see my face. So I don't care if my face has makeup
on
it.
Yeah.
But I do see my nails.
Yeah.
So
it's just nice.
Okay. The next thing on my list, what is this number? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, yeah.
We're halfway through. We just got off the phone with a little funky inn, like bed and breakfast that's in Northwest Arkansas. And we are talking about having a quilting retreat there.
Oh, guys.
I am like so excited. Also a little scared because what if no one wants to come?
Which I think is silly because this place looks bomb.
But I won't quite share what it is yet. But it, like all their rooms are themed and we have a theme for the quilting retreat that is going to fit in just so perfectly. Mm-hmm. It's in like this charming little almost nothing town. It's like so tiny. It's going to be so amazing. So there's going to be space for maybe like up to 15 people.
Uh-huh.
And so that's kind of scary because what if two people say, okay, maybe we'll come.
Yeah.
But so if you're listening to this and you live in Ohio or, you know, somewhere, like who was it? Holly, our friend Holly, who we only know through email and she listens. So Holly, if you're listening and you want to come take a quilting class,
this is the one for
this
you.
Is it. Yeah. So it's going to be all inclusive. I'm so excited. More on that later.
So cool. Love it. Okay. Here's my next one. Make do parents are giving me zest this week because I've been sick with COVID. We've had like two rounds of ice days and they have been so flexible with me and so kind, and they still appreciate what I do, even though I feel like I haven't been like I've just been sick and I've been out and I haven't been able to be there. We had some of them bring their kids to our coffee painting class, like at the coffee shop. And because I had to be there for that, we couldn't have class, but they're like, oh yeah, we'll totally pay for our kids to go to this class at the same time. And I'm like, oh, it's just, they're so wonderful. They support Make Do. They bring the kids. Y'all are awesome. Thank you. And thank you for your flexibility.
Yes. And for sharing your kids with us.
Yes.
Mostly Madison, but then I get to pop in and just have the fun parts of the children. Okay. I have been investing in, well, two things. One, we got a new CRM, which is like a customer database, so we can have everyone organized. It's called Little Green Light. It's blowing my mind.
It How is so?
Completely changing the way that we work here at Make Do and saving us so much time. Here is an example. We have a birthday party coming up.
Yes.
And so I was like saying, okay, who are we going to invite? And first of all, anyone can come, but we're going to, you know. So I was able to pull a list within a minute and a half.
What?
I had like a list and within 5 minutes, it was in a Google Sheet that I could share with my board.
That is ridiculous.
It would have taken me an hour to do that before we had our CRM. It's just so anything. It's amazing. You can ask us a question and I can have an answer to you based on our current, you know, situation with under a minute.
Yes.
I love it so much.
It is lovely. Brilliant.
And then a kind of sub point to that is I've been investing more resources, so like time and money, into personal development, like personal professional development.
Yeah.
So since Madison is, her role is very defined. Like she's the kids program director and my role is like everything else.
Yep.
And so a lot of things that need to happen for Make Do to grow have actually been put on the back burner because it's stuff I am not like confident in or don't know how to do. So I've been like taking some courses and doing some things online, webinars and stuff to learn how to do those things.
So proud of you. Good job.
Okay, your next one.
Yep. My pets. So I've been under the weather lately, or like when I come home later in the evening, they have always just like run up to the door. I have two, a dog named Lucy and a cat named Linus. They're very cute and they are always happy to see me. And it's just, it's giving me that little extra oomph to like, all right, I'm going to take you outside and throw a ball for you, Lucy. Or yeah. Like, I'm going to brush you, Linus, or whatever. So.
Yeah. My next one is similar. It's walking to work with Pip.
Yay. Because it's been warm.
It's been warm. And also my backyard is basically a mud bath still. And so Pip is not allowed in the backyard right now, which means I have to like take her out on a leash every time she needs to go to the bathroom. This morning that she woke me up at 5:30.
Good night.
And I know it's because she's probably a little backed up because she's having to learn how to poop on a leash. But anyway, I was so at first aggravated, but she did poop quickly. Like she needed to go.
So she was like, all right.
Yeah. But yes, it's warmer. We need to do some leash training because she's pulling. But that's fine. It's still just such a delight walking to work with her.
So sweet.
Okay.
Number 8, my parents are coming in this afternoon. I'm so excited. So that means that I will have to cook a lot less this weekend.
Yes, that's the zest.
Yeah. Like what's great is my mom will come and bring some ingredients. So we'll get to like cook together, which I love.
What will you make?
We always make these pork Asian noodles. It's got like, I think it's like chili sambal sauce in it. And it's like sweet and spicy. And like the ground pork is just like just tender enough that it like goes with everything else. And my mom has shown her love for our family through cooking her whole, as long as I've been around. And so getting to do that with her just feels like adding to the family tradition.
Yeah. So she enjoys cooking.
She loves it.
And you enjoy it.
I do too.
I do not.
It's a creative outlet for me.
Mm-hmm. I wish it was for me. All right. Okay. Yeah. The next one, this is another work one that I'm super excited about. It's just kind of fundraising in general, but I'm going to break it down into two things. One.
So does this mean you have like 14 things that are giving you zest?
I guess so.
Subcategories.
One is our zest friends.
Wait, who are our zest friends?
Maybe we've talked about this. I don't remember. Okay. Our zest friends are our monthly donors. So they are the people that support McDo on a monthly basis, or some of them are quarterly, but they're just the recurring donors.
Zest friends.
And we have come up with some new ways to communicate with our zest friends, the things that are happening at McDo behind the scenes, kind of some, just a little extra for them to make sure that they know how much we love them. And then we just got everything put together for our Createful Kids scholarship program that will help, that will sponsor 100 spots for our kiddos from 100 families to come to our summer program. So it's kind of a corporate giving is where we're focusing at first. And I've never done anything like that before. But I got kind of everything lined up for that, you know, what we're asking people, the different levels that people can donate. There's an actual sponsor sheet that, you know, we're handing out to businesses and I made a landing page so people can look at it online. I will drop it in the show notes so you can see it just because
it's cool,
fun and exciting. And, anyway,
it's pretty too.
Yeah. And lots of new stuff that I had to learn to be able to, you know, to come up with that. But anyway,
yeah, again, good job. My ninth one is that I have a flexible job. So
wait, I wrote 11.
Oh, you wrote 11?
I'm like 9. I have 3 left.
Yeah. Holy okay. Cow.
Go ahead.
And with all those subcategories, it's like 15. Okay. So I have a flexible job, which has been really saving me because when I had COVID and when I've got now, I've been able to take time off.
Or
and
when your
rest.
Parents come into town.
Or when my parents come into town. Yes. I'm able to take the time that I need to be able to take care of myself as well as get to have some family time. It's important. Mm. So I'm really thankful for that at the moment.
I am all about that flexible work life.
Yes.
Okay. Number, I don't know what, cause I have more than you is Sonic.
Wait, how is it saving your life these days?
It's not saving my life. It's adding zest.
Zest.
It's the same as your seltzer water. I mean, it just,
okay.
It just is always the zest. It's the zest part of my day when we go to Sonic.
The zest part of your day. What do you normally get?
Okay, I've been getting water with easy ice and blackberry. Mm. And that feels like a healthy choice.
It does.
So it's also refreshing.
So like, what if it's been a really rough day? What do you get?
Sometimes if it's been a really rough day, I still get the water.
Oh, okay.
But when I think, oh, you know what? I need an extra punch. I get Diet Coke, easy ice, easy vanilla.
There you go. And it never changes. It's great. Poor Joe, whenever she wants to run to Sonic, she has no idea what I want because it always changes.
But you don't know what I want. Sometimes I want water. Sometimes I don't.
It's true.
So.
All right. Number 10 is chili. And here's why.
The food. Okay.
You can make a big old pot of it. Mm-hmm. And you can eat it so many different ways. Mm-hmm. When I went over to Scotland, I learned you could pour it over a baked potato. Mm-hmm. You can have cornbread with it on the side. You could put it on top of a bed of Fritos for some Frito pie.
I like to put my Fritos on top. I just made chili when we had the last ice storm.
Yeah. So we're both from Texas. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of opinions on how chili should be made. So I'm interested in how you make your chili.
With beans.
Yeah, me too. But supposedly that's not how Texans should make chili.
I don't understand. I don't know that I'm really a Texan anymore. There's a lot of things that they do that I'm rolling my eyes at.
Oh, that's but fair. I like to add hominy in mine.
Ew. I'm putting my foot down.
Oh, you don't like hominy?
I detest hominy.
Really?
And I think it's because when I was little, when we had nothing to eat, you know, when my mom was like scraping the bottom of the pantry to figure out what to eat us?
Yeah.
Feed you? Feed us. We would have canned hominy.
With what?
I don't remember with what, but it would be like when we needed a vegetable, right?
Oh.
We would like get canned hominy, and it's the texture. It is like corn that was left in the pool too long.
Okay, so it's chewy, like
and
at least
gritty, like powdery, like a moist powder.
For me, it's like when your corn chips have gotten like a little soggy in your Frito pie. So I think it tastes best when you have stewed it for a while in spices. So if you're having a bean soup, like a three bean soup, throw some hominy in there. Or if you've got some chili, all of those spices.
And do you
help.
Get it from a can?
I do, but. But I wouldn't eat it like a big spoonful by itself. What's great about it being in other things is that you can get a spoonful with like one of them in it, but with like a kidney bean next to it and some meat and some, you know, some onion or whatever.
I think I'd rather just have some chickpeas in there.
You know, I've never cooked with chickpeas. I may try that out.
I just cannot with the hominy.
That was a surprise.
It was quite the reaction. I'm sorry. I was not expecting you to say it.
Shocker.
Ugh. Okay, the 10th thing, adding zest to my life,
yes,
is that I removed the built-ins that have been in the corners of my dining room since my house was built, probably, and I've hated them ever since I moved in.
All right.
And I took them out.
They gone.
They are gone. I'm waiting on my contractor friend to come, like, patch the drywall, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to paint it all up and be so good.
Can I add something? So I have, because I've been inspired by Mank Do, I have two gallery walls in my house now, and I'm loving them. Like, it just makes me happy looking up on the wall. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
So much color.
There's all my color and embroidery and my watercolor and whatnot.
I love a gallery wall.
Yeah.
Are all your frames the same or they're different?
They're all different. Mm-hmm. And usually it's stuff I've collected from a thrift shop or whatnot.
Because if you like kind of the eclectic, almost maximalist look than going like we have here, all different frames and stuff is the
I'm way getting to go. Ready to add like a mini shelf on there so I can put like a vase and stuff like for some dimension. It's gonna be cool.
Okay, so you added an 11th one, so now I'm gonna add my 11th
there
one.
There you go.
Jeans that fit.
That should totally be a zest for so many people.
This was my sweet a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. is that I found some jeans that fit. You know, they're not skinny jeans. I had to go up two sizes. Well, not had to go up.
No.
I went up two sizes. They may be a little on the big side, but I don't care because I'm not rushing to take them off at the end of the day. It's amazing. I love them.
Everyone should be aiming for clothes that you don't want to take off at the end of the day.
Yeah. So anyway, that's mine. I just get over yourself. is, I mean, I had to kind of just think it doesn't matter.
No.
Anyway, so that's my last one.
Oh, excellent. Let me see. Hey, I'm wearing pants again.
You don't have to come up with any more.
Oh, I don't? Well, I like these pants.
You can, but you don't. You did 11 and I did 11.
Oh, yeah.
Are we just trying to keep going?
We're
going to
one-up each other. Pants, shoes, Sonic, all the stuff. It's fine. Carry on, shall we?
Yeah. Okay. So we thought that since we just said a bunch of good things, we'll balance it out by saying two sours.
We've given so much time.
Yeah, you go first. What's your first sour?
Girls, mosquito season already.
I know.
We taught that outdoor class. They were biting my ankles. It was like the first truly warm day in a while, and they're already out. I'm like, guys, y'all should have frozen about 2 weeks or a week ago. What is wrong with you?
No, I think the ground's been too warm for too long.
Yeah, and all the water has been pooled because of the melted ice.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, that's a good sour. I mean, it's a bad sour. Yeah.
But
it's a legitimate sour.
Yeah.
You're right.
What's your sour?
My backyard.
Oh, your mud hole?
Yes. And just in general, like, it doesn't grow grass. There's huge trees that like drop a bunch of leaves that I never really know what to, I mean, I hate yard work. Mm-hmm. So I want something that's really low maintenance and that I don't have to maintain. But also now I need something practically where Pip can go out and that if it rains, it doesn't turn my whole backyard into mud.
So you can't really do gravel. It needs to be some sort of like lawn-esque thing for a dog to go on.
So I just feel way out of my depth. And don't know what to do. And there's holes everywhere because she digs. So that's my first hour.
That's frustrating.
I know.
Need to call up a landscaper or somebody to be like, hey, what do I do?
It's what I told my parents I want for Christmas. Like
a backyard?
Christmas present this last year. Yeah. Like because I know I'm going to need some help and it's work that I don't want to do. Yeah. So.
That's fair. My other one is that once again, I am sick again. I don't know if it's allergies or something. Thank you for bearing with me through this podcast and my nasaliness, but I just got over COVID.
I think it's allergies.
I hope so.
I think that let me just diagnose you.
Okay, please do.
My sister's a nurse practitioner, so I'm very qualified.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready for it.
I think that you just had COVID and your immune system is on hyper alert. Mm-hmm. And so then once it got the first... like taste
of pollen
of sickness,
or whatever. Yeah,
it went into overdrive. That's my medical opinion. If you are a medical provider and I'm wrong, I mean, you can tell me, but
yeah, that's
or fine. You can tell me, yeah, that makes total sense. It makes sense to me,
but like right now, I'm just down in that DayQuil trying to.
Well, it's made you very pleasant. Well, when you first came in today, I thought, ooh, Madison's not doing too good.
Yeah.
But you perked right up.
Yeah. So some DayQuil and some seltzer water, that's your drink of the day.
Your wake-up tea.
Yeah.
Your Trader Joe's wake-up tea.
That's my cocktail.
Here's my second sour. Yeah. My purse is wearing out.
What? No, the cute little brown one?
I got this. Let's see. Well, I have had it since I moved back from Ireland. It's like 8 years old.
Okay.
But I also just love it. It's by a designer named Orla Kiley, who is, I'm pretty sure she's British. She may be from Northern Ireland. I'm not sure. Anyway, she's very popular over there with like mid-century floral patterns and all kinds of stuff. And so, yes, I have an Orla Kiley purse. And it was the first thing that I got that made me feel like an executive director.
Because it fits your
My laptop fits in it. Yeah. It has a little place in the front to put my business cards. It's not stylish.
I like it.
But it has this pattern on it that kind of looks like pattern we would have here, like fabric. Mm-hmm. It just is a whole vibe. And so anyway, I'm going to have to replace it. But the binding on the side that holds it all together is, I noticed it on Tuesday, starting to pull off.
Do you think you'll get another Orla?
Nah, I think I would maybe get something more neutral. Well, I don't know. But anyway, that's
fair
my
enough.
Other sour.
That wraps it all up.
Yeah. We did it.
Well, hopefully you find something that'll give you zest.
Yes.
Make a list for things that are giving you zest. Maybe it'll make you a little bit more grateful going into the next week, or let you know what you need to do to take care of yourself.
Yeah, and we can end it like this. We can say, everybody's zesty. Z-E-S-T-Y. All right, that's what you get instead of a song. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you to my dear, dear friend Craig Hudson for our very createful theme music. You can hear more of Craig's music on Spotify under Craig Hudson, that's Hudson with a T, or you can just click on the link in the show notes. Also, be sure to connect with Make Do on Instagram at Make Do Create or on Facebook at Make Do Cersei, and visit our website, makedocreate.org, for upcoming classes, show notes, to order a face mask, lots of things. We'll be back here with another episode next Monday. Have a good week, y'all.